You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, Kendra's out there. I thought I'd dress up a little bit for y'all today. I hardly ever wear these earrings because they click, clink, clacker, clanker when I move my head, but I wish that my dear mother and father were here to see my name in the big Hollywood lights, or what appears to be Hollywood lights, and to see the Osiris Munir Show. They didn't live long enough. I told them I was going to become somebody and to hang out, but they were quite old when they passed away, and they were married almost 70 years, so they did good. They did a good job. I did good. I'm okay. What are my kindreds? What's happening out there in the big world? We have a government shutdown in the United States. I think this is the second one that's happened in 6 years. And so they were not, basically it means that two people can't see eye to eye, or one side doesn't see the opinion of the other, which is why I talk about people and how we need to do something to self-develop ourselves from inside out. Because, you know, people having egos about getting things done in the world is not helping anyone. We've got all these people hanging out. You've got the, what it means basically is that all of the non-essential services will stop. So any things like your Social Security, those things will continue to come to you, but no one will be in the offices to take care of things if someone should have to come in personally. National parks, museums, anything that relies on federal funding will not be operating in a normal manner. I think some people are being sent home. Those are some of the federal workers are being sent home. Some of them, I think they're being sent home without pay. A lot of the stocks may fall. There's a lot of things, but you know, this is what I mean when I talk about religion and self-development, people. This is what I mean. All of the, I can guarantee you, everybody on the board, everyone believes in God or a Christian, some kind of belief. But this is the behavior of what you believe in. Where is all of that coming from? I don't understand. I want to understand why we as human beings can't seem to grow inside, not the clothes you wear, not the cars you drive, which will leave when you are no longer on the earth. They won't be here. But anyway, but when those things leave, you know, when you leave and you're dead and gone, and your kids or your relatives or whoever else you left your estates to may or may not be want to be bothered with all the things you wanted to be bothered with by the time you leave. So I want you to really consider what I'm saying when I get up here and talk about Buddhism and talk about self-development, which is what Buddhism is. Buddhism is a self-developing practice. It's hard as hell to sit up and look at yourself in a mirror every day, or go Hanzan, and tell yourself you're not perfect, then work on perfecting those things that cause you to suffer. When some people are flirtatious, they've lost relationships because they can't seem to keep their hands off of other people's property or other people's peoples, or whatever you called it. Some people are addicted to drugs, and no matter what they've done, no matter how many times they prayed and asked the Lord or whatever, they're still addicted. A lot of things are covered up in families. I don't think you guys out there realize the amount of rape, incest, and all those things that go inside of families. When there's a government shutdown, when there's any kind of thing where people are forced to be interlocked with each other, be encased in situation with each other. I think a lot, I was told that a lot of violence and crime happened during COVID because a lot of people were forced to be at home and they weren't used to seeing each other all the time like that, day in and day out. And that a lot of people, the safety of their relationship is the fact that they don't have to be around each other all the time. And you know, they get that break or whatever that is they need, which makes me question relations and what they're actually made on and what they're really actually built on, and, you know, and all of those things. So that's what government shutdown brings to the surface. Those little nooks and crannies, one side has some difference with the other and they can't seem to agree, which I find, whew, it's like gives me a headache. Are we really this unintelligent? Are we really? Oh my gosh. But anyway, outside of the government shutdown, so like I said, I don't think we'll have to be worried about, you know, things like your checks and things like that not coming, but there won't be anyone there to answer the phones at your service. And then also it means like air traffic controllers, I think people like that, law enforcement, active duty military people, they will continue to work, but there won't be any pay. They won't get paid. How can you not pay people if they work? How? Is it me? Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm the one that's on another galaxy that thinks that, oh, wow, this is kind of unintelligent, but I don't know what's going on here. I mean, you've trained us to develop our intelligence. You've trained us to get an education. And for those of us who really revere intelligence and revere, or however you say it, education, it's a hard pill to swallow that we are just allowed to just kind of hang around and be ignorant. And to me, bliss is nothing to be proud of, you know, to be just ignorant. Oh, by the time we wake up as a public, here are the people, other people come from other countries. This is what's happening. Please, please pay attention to what is going on. I mean, be above and beyond what's presented to us in the news. Do research. Find out why the government shut down and look deeper. Find out why, you know, all of a sudden, I heard a woman the other day on TikTok and they're bold. She said, let me tell you something. One thing. Well, she said, let me tell you some things. Reddit is owned by China. TikTok is owned by China. And what else is owned by China? So another company she said was owned by China. China owns all through the company. And how much do we as Americans indulge? A lot. I have Chinese friends. I can't help myself. They're nice. They're good people. I don't care if they're from Hologram City, somewhere out in Bezo, Jupiter somewhere. If they're good to me, I'm good to them. That is stupid to me to not allow yourself interaction with people because they don't look like you. They don't sound like you. That's some ignorant stuff to me. Get rid of that. Get rid of ignorance. Get rid of stupidity. Get rid of greed and anger and all the ignorant things that keep all of us from progressing and keep all of us from being happy. Get rid of those. If you're going to get rid of something, try to get rid of those so that everybody can kind of take a breath, maybe see a brand new day. Because right now it looks really, really dark. And a lot of people are really scared, you know, that we as people have to be tossed around like puppets because men, women, or whoever else is up there in those cabinets cannot decide. And then one side blames the other. Both of you in it, so both of you are to blame. If it were just one party involved in situations and decisions, yes, we could say it's one party, but that's not the case. It's two parties talking about the same things and not accepting the other's opinion. And so, in my opinion, both of you parties are responsible for getting at the core of why we need to go through this in the first place. Because it really is very ignorant. And I've had the opportunity to live in other countries. For a year, I stayed out of the U.S. When I came back, it was like looking at a country that's about 60, 65, 70 years old in behavior. Not technology, not money, not people going around playing like they're intelligent because they have money and all that. I mean, actually dumbed down. Dumb. I've been to Japan 9 times. lived in Europe almost a year, lived over there. My kids are in Australia. You know, they're in other countries. I have friends in other countries. And it's like looking at something that happened to them about 100 or 200 years ago. And we are still going through stupidity because of slavery. And because of ignorant people judging people because of their body type and this, that, and the other. I had a guy, it's a lovely person, but it seemed that the reasons that he got married were for shallow reasons. He said he married his wife for her boobs, for her, her boobs, her butt, and something else. I'm like, oh, did you ever, the happiness was not in there any kind of way. And then when those boobs get cut away or she gets older and the butt's not so cute, and what are you going to do then? And what are you going to do as you age, by the way? And men looking at things like, oh, wow, you know, I want a woman with all this body and everything. And they look like jack dumb shit. You know what I mean? A big belly hanging out. They got looking, smelling all any kind of way and running up around women thinking that you're supposed to be some kind of cat's meow. You have no money. You have no conversation. And we're just supposed to look all of these kind of ways for you guys. And you're not supposed to shape up. I like a fine looking tight body. Just like a man likes a tight body. On the, I like that on men. I like my men to smell good. I like them to be intelligent. I like them to be well read. And I don't mean just book sense. I mean emotional and spiritual intelligence. What do you have to talk about besides Trump, besides the politics? What, who are you? What does Dochi said? How does it feel to be you? Be you. How does that feel? I've been myself my whole life and I've never been liked because of it. I've never fit in a box because I'm so much of myself. People can really say they want people to be authentic and be authentic and see what happens. They can't handle it. Whoa. Then you mirror the unauthentic things in them, you know, is basically what's happening. But like, oh my gosh, I just can't believe it. It bugs me out, the level of ignorance in the world, the unintelligence, all the book sense, the Yales, the Carnegies, the Cornells. I've met a lot of people from those schools of thought, and none of them are the brilliance that I thought they were supposed to be. If you're talking about interacting with everyday human beings, none of them that I've met. Yes, do they know about stocks and bonds and mathematical equations and how to figure out things and their web right on literature, the latest books and who latest writers and authors are, but it's all in there. There is nothing coming from here, no heart in the matter. How can you love somebody if you can't feel their heart? Ew. What, I'm supposed to be just in love with somebody's mind? I can do that. But at the same time, when life's challenges present themselves, we're going to all need to get some feeling. Okay, where are your feelings? What are your emotions about? What do you think about when you wake up in the morning? You know, how does the woman you lie next to, are you happy? Are you set? You know, blah, 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 vice versa with whoever it's going down with, you know. And I swear, the more I matured, I would rather have someone be someone who knows who they are from inside. They are a fully awakened person, knowing who they are. They're conscious, you know, they're aware. They're aware how they affect other people. They're aware how other people affect them. They usually are in touch with if they're empathic or not. A lot of people are empathic, don't know it. An empath are people that can feel and sense things that other people are going through without saying anything and without knowing that's where it's coming from. You have to be really careful when you're an empath because people dump on you all the time. I'll give you an example of projection. A woman comes through the park. Oh my gosh, it's so hot out here. Aren't you hot? No, I'm not hot. I'm a whole different person than you. I don't have the same body type you have. I don't have the same temper you have. Maybe the weather affects me differently because of my age. I don't know, but no. Those are projections. People dumping their opinions about themselves onto another person. No, I don't feel hot. As a matter of fact, I stay a little cool because I got a lot of water in my chart. I tend to stay a little cool even in summer. But, you know, that kind of thing. Another thing that I get for women that are slender like me, and I've been slender my whole life. That's why I became a model. I was laughed at in the community because I didn't have the big, big boobies and the big, big whatever that is. And y'all can have it because I tell you, as you age, I'd like to see you look like me when you get my age. and all your little body stuff. I'd like to see that not turn to fat. So I hope that you can keep your exercise program up and you'll stay young forever so that, you know, you can still look as good as you look now when you get to a mature age. I mean, over 60. I'm not talking about no 38, 39, and 40 and 50, and y'all calling yourself old like somebody ignorant. That's ignorant. You're not old. Have you seen any old people that are 90 and 100? They look old. They're old. They got canes, some of them. Some of them don't go out anymore. The parents, the grandchildren, godchildren, and all that take care of them. That's old. So I don't know where all of these social things, because you want to break away, and you know, a lot of the society wants to break away and have their own identity. So that's our identity, because we're young and we're the Gen X or the Gen Zs or the DX or whatever else label they want to put on you when you're actually just young human beings trying to grow and figure out what the hell is going on, like everybody else, like we all did. So please don't let all of that get stamped onto you about you're this and you're that and you're this and you're that. You know, I know nothing. Like my mother used to say, wait till you get good and grown, not 30 and 40, you're still raising kids. You're not grown yet. Grown is grown. It means that you have lived long enough to look back and say, wow, I went through that. I went through that. I learned this. I learned this. I learned that. And you are able to apply the wisdom gained from what you've learned. That's grown. You're able to take the wisdom you've gained, put your, you're trading wise for youth. So you're giving up your youth and you're going to trade wisdom for your youth. And it doesn't mean you can't have a youthful spirit. I have one. You know, it doesn't mean you can't, you know, be young and energetic inside. But I'm talking about the way life goes. You got grown kids. You're a grandmother, grandfather. You can't possibly walk around here and say that you're old and you don't have no grandkids. You're still raising children yourself. How old is that? How are you going to raise your kids if you can't grow and learn with your children? That's what it's supposed to be all about. That you can watch them grow. They can watch you grow old. You know, that's the whole thing. That's what life is all about. So please don't come up to me and tell me you're 38, 39, just call yourself old. I look at you like you, not only you're old, you're stupid. There ain't no way in hell I'd be old at 38, 39, 45, 50 years old. 50 is a half of 100. But by the time you hit 60 and you keep going, trust me, it is a huge difference between those ages and those stages. But that's just a little bit about, you know, I wanted to kind of touch on the government shutdown, how we all view ourselves, which is why I brought up the topic that I just spoke about. Don't view yourself as, oh my gosh, I'm attached to my job. So my job is gone. That means I'm gone. And it's hard. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy, but you can do it with a little common sense, a little using community resources. That's what they're there for. That's what we pay taxes for, to use them when they're needed. Not, oh, I'm too good to be on Medicare and Medicaid. I know people that got plenty of money, over millions of dollars, and on Medicare and Medicaid. Because you know why? Because that's what they can get when they get a certain age. They don't have no problems getting it. And here we are, normally the people that, oh my gosh, I've got to go ask for help. No, you don't. You've got to go get help from the resources that we ourselves have provided with the tax money that we pay here in this country. That's what we've got. That's what you've got to do. So please don't identify. And a lot of times, I know from my own experiences, everything that I thought I lost, including a husband, was so good for me. Oh my gosh. And even though it's been hard, like, you know, not having whatever little money they were bringing in, because it wasn't a lot, but whatever little money they were bringing in, you know, and whatever, you know, help with things that are ways to keep a freedom that you can do certain things because you have a partner helping you with this part and you're going to do this part. That's yin and yang. That's people that support. That's reciprocity. I did not have that. And I refuse to be in situations that that's not happening. It's unintelligent. I'm too mature for it and I'm not doing it. But trust me, losing jobs, anything that looks like you got lost, is lost. Even getting fired from jobs. I've been fired from jobs. And I ended up being a talk show host, a model, and everything else because I got fired. And, you know, I just didn't feel like it was the right place for me to be. And it was a place that I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it's not for me. I don't fit in a box like that. You're not going to make me into something that I'm not. And so, you know, and I can't play the game. I get physically ill playing the game or being anybody but myself. So I never was able to do it. I wasn't able to fit in or do anything. So, you know, all I'm saying to all of you out there that's gone through some rough times, and we're all experiencing rough times, whether we're whining or crying about it, we are all experiencing some level of a rough time, because even if you yourself may not be going through things, your friends and our families may be going through things, and that will affect us in some way or the other, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, you know, those things will affect everybody. But in lieu of all of that, just try not to be afraid. There are a lot of changes that are going on. The changes are necessary. I would have never known half the stuff was going on had not been changing. So I can't fault the president. I can't fault anyone. I can say that we're in changing times and things have to change. Just like I'm going to throw a little bit of astrology. When we say sun signs is not who you are. Do you know why? Let me explain to you. For all of you out there to think you know astrology and you have not really studied, you've read books, but you've not gone to classes. If you have, then you know what I'm about to say. You haven't gone to classes. They're expensive to take. It's probably a lifelong of studying for anything that we want to study, including quantum physics and everything else. And I like things like that. But anyway, it's a lot of math. The sun sign is who we grow into become. Doesn't that make sense to you? When you were 3 years old, and even though you might have been a Taurus or a Gemini, you were not. You were your mom and your dad and whoever else were influencing you. And you were your rising sign or your ascendant, because they had to see you as a certain way to influence you. And whoever they were is a part of who we took on, because that's who they were. And those things are probably in our own chart from what I've studied. I can see a whole family in a chart. The mother usually has the children, father, whatever. They all are in there together. It's a karmic thing that's being participated in. So it takes a lifetime to grow into the sun sign. What people say is they'll say, well, I know because I have a lot of friends in Scorpio and they act like that. And the reason they act like that is because they have a strong Scorpio theme in their charts. A theme. They've got a planet, a lot of planets squaring Pluto or trining Pluto, which rules Scorpio. Or they have a lot of stuff in the eighth house. So they have aspects to the eighth house, aspects to the planet Pluto, aspects to Scorpio, the sign Scorpio. They have decadence and duods. Decadence and duads of 0 to 10, 10 to 20, 20, 30. You know, the whole circle is 30 degrees each house. Each sign is 30 degrees. You divide it up, 360, yada, yada, yada. You know, so we don't really become fully our sun signs until we become mature. And then that's when the sun sign actually, you can see it in its full effect, where the person is no longer needed to be validated by the society. They're no longer having to explain themselves. They're no longer care about what people think necessary. Blah, 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 blah. I've lost a lot of friends because I'm where I am and they're still going through the, you know, I'm wounded by my mother. Or I'm wounded by someone. And every time I see you, I project onto you because that's who I see is some aspect of myself that I'm just not there. I'm not like that. If you want to know who I am, ask me, you know, instead of assuming that because I'm in a certain kind of skin that I have the certain same experiences that you have. And I may or may not. And 9 times out of 10, I don't. I left home at 16, went into the military, never went back. Never asked my parents for help. I sent them money, but I never asked them for help. Number one, every time I asked my relatives, nobody ever helped me. So I learned to find my own help in my own way. So that may be what all of us, or I know it is what all of us need to do as we go through these troubling times. So today, before I forget, I wanted to announce our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. He is a senior real estate and probate specialist, 818-571-1508. Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, senior real estate and probate specialist. He will put all your needs. Kevin is a good guy. He's a good person. And I think when you meet him and he knows real estate, it bleeds through. You can feel the good in him, not just I'm here to make the sale, take your money, and I could give a rat's ass if you're happy or not. He's not like that. He wants you to be happy, because it doesn't make sense. If you're not happy, then you're going to end up going back to the realtor. Possibly in today's world, posting online how bad they were, what the deal was crooked and all of that. So I would say the best thing to do is to call Kevin at 818-571-1508. He is your senior real estate and probate specialist at Coa Banker. Thank you for sponsoring me. Now back to the show. So the topic of today, I wanted to talk about also Spanish Heritage Month. This month, it starts from September 15, I believe, and goes to October 15. Now, in Chile, it's on the 18th, and in Mexico, I believe it's on the 16th. Yeah, they said on the 16th, unless my sources are incorrect, so you can go look for yourself, but I'm pretty sure it does. Chile's on the 18th, but the Spanish countries are Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and I think Mexico is included in Chile. So on some of the things that involve the Spanish Heritage Month are like, October 12th is the Dia de la Raza. So it's it's almost like Columbus Day for us, but it's when they celebrate all of the Indigenous People's Day. So it started in 1968 with President Lyndon Baines Johnson. For those of you who are young, you wouldn't know who he is. You'd have to be old, I mean past 60, to know who Lyndon Baines Johnson is, unless you're just an educated, curious person that wants to go and look up information just to have your facts straight. But he started in 1968. And then I believe in 1988, it was expanded by President Ronald Reagan. And then they enacted the Spanish Heritage Month, those dates into law. So it's now legal for those things. So it usually covers a 30-day, like a month is a celebration. I love that. Don't you love that? That the whole country celebrates this day. They do the same thing in countries in Europe where the city shuts down. I mean, they don't do anything. They celebrate. Everybody goes out and drinks and parties, and they have a little fiesta and this, that, and the other. And it's very, very interesting, all of the different cultural things that happen around the world. So some of the contributions that the Hispanic community and parts of their heritage have offered us and to the world is Cuba and Puerto Rico have salsa, I think, comes out of there. Tango comes out of Argentina. Cumbia comes from Colombia. Cumbia, I believe, and you guys can correct me out there, my Hispanic brothers and sisters out there, if I'm correct, if I'm wrong, but I think cumbia comes out of Colombia. And it is very tied into African tradition, I believe. Mariachi comes from Mexico, and bachata from the Dominican Republic, or reggaeton is also another thing that's very, very popular in the Hispanic community. So these are things that they celebrate that I find very interesting because I love culture. And I love stepping outside of the box. I love my culture, but I also love extending myself and learning and finding out about so many other things. I love to keep my neural pathways open. They say that when you learn another language, and I'm told that if you learn another language, you step outside of the box, you do something different outside of the norm of what our normal daily habits are. It extends the neural pathways in the brain, and I certainly am into that. So if that's means anything to anybody, and some of the other beautiful things that have come out of the Hispanic community and what are celebrated during this time of the year I believe, what is her name? Sonia Sotomayor? Is that how you say it? Sotomayor? She was the first Hispanic Supreme Court Justice. Supreme Court of Justice, Cesar Chavez. and I believe Dolores Huerta, they were the first local labor leaders and civil rights people that helped fight for a lot of laws. Now, again, for you out there, please don't get me in no politics and all that. I am mentioning the things that the Spanish or Hispanic culture have offered the world globally. I don't know anything about Cesar Chavez other than his name, what he did. I'm not on some side. I don't take sides. I believe in what's right. And what's right has its own side. It's truth. That's what I believe in, truth. Truth stands on its own. Lies usually crumble. Everybody that lies, it usually falls apart. And anybody that knows this, this is why I never make a policy to lie. Because you get caught and then the truth comes out and then you're made to look stupid. Then people don't trust you. Then the next thing you know, nobody wants to be bothered with somebody that lies. My mother used to say a liar couldn't tear her in her sight. She hated it. I absolutely abhor because it's unnecessary. You know, a reasonable person would give someone the truth and then let them deal with it the way they need to deal with it. Versus, oh, I'm going to lie. And then when the person finds out the truth, you can't even backpedal because you've lied. Rather than telling the truth from the beginning, okay, this is what happened. You know, and I'm going to wait to see what you're going to say if you never speak to me again or whatever. And then that's okay. But at least you know the truth and we can both go on with a clear conscience. So, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm telling you, these things are part of Hispanic history and culture, not the station's opinion, not my opinion. I'm just running down to you why we have a Hispanic heritage mom. Okay. And I love Mexicans taught me how to speak Spanish. I grew up in Texas. So I started Tejas, you know, but they taught me how to speak Spanish. When I was a little girl, pequeña niña, you know, enseñaron mi español. And then my family didn't let us go anywhere. I'm back in the late days, 50s, 60s. Mm-mm. Little black girls, you couldn't go outside in your yard. Somebody might kidnap you. You were prone to being kidnapped, raped, murdered, and left for dead. This is what was going on in the South for you people that want to ignore reality, but we're paying for the karma for doing it. Look at your country. So ignore it if you want to, but doggone it, like my mother said, there's a recording angel on everyone's shoulder and everyone's life. And you can ignore and try to lie and get out of things if you want to, but the truth stands. We did it. We did something abhorring. And we wonder why this country looks so weird and we've never, never, never corrected it, ever. It still goes on to this day as if it's okay for people to hate people. And we can't stop. I can't stop someone from hating me because of the color of my skin. But I can be the kind of person that should they be so fortunate to meet me, they know they met somebody that's a human being, not a color and not a race, a human. I'm a human being. I mean, if you're human, we can relate. If you're not human, we probably can relate, but I probably need to get a little bit know a little bit more about you because you're from a whole other galaxy, a whole other planet. So anyway, you know, this again, let's just not get tied into all these labels and this bull stuff that goes on while they, you know, those are in power that be people controlling presidents, heads of countries, heads of states. Those are the people I'm talking about when I say they, those people that everything trickles down from their decisions down into the small communities, into the regions, the areas. Those people. Do not let those people dictate who you should love, what you should eat, where you should go, what you should do. And with the way that our societies are acting, I'm telling you, you should be afraid that it might start to be martial law because we can't seem to control ourselves. You got people walking in mad at somebody because of what they believe. And just shooting people in front of their family. That, come on now. That number one is stupid. And number two, you're very immature. You need to go somewhere and get some therapy. That you can't handle someone else having a difference in opinion, a difference of opinion than yours. That's low on the stupidity land. And it's in a condition of what we call anger, where somebody wants to control other people with their own thoughts and their own things. Everyone has it. I have certain levels, conditions of anger, depending on what you're talking to me about. Everyone has anger. It can be triggered by, you know, different things for different people. But you know, when you're developed as a human, when you can allow for people to do, if you want to be angry at Blacks or whatever, you go ahead. But I will tell you, you're taking away from your own life. All the little negative and hate you're putting out is going to come right back to you. And then you can complain and whine about that, about why stuff is happening to you when we don't even know that we're the source of why it's happening. That's why it's happening, because that's what you're putting out, you know. And it's really just interesting, but we were not allowed to go outside. And Mexicans taught me how to speak Spanish, and I would practice with them every day. And I've continued to do so until probably to the rest of my life, because I just love other languages. I love being, I'd hate to know that I missed a conversation, a valuable conversation, simply because I couldn't speak English or I couldn't speak Spanish, or I can speak Russian or whatever. And so I, every time I see some of my Russian friends, I only have a few, but they've been so kind to teach me different words like dasvidanya, which means see you later, you know, dobro utro, which means good morning, and kajila, you know, see you later, you know, different things that they've taught me, different things that I've learned from different cultures and being exposed to them, you know, different words in the Asian culture. Beautiful people. Again, none of these cultures are perfect and without their flaws. But to date, I have never, ever been put down by someone from any other culture, Asian culture. I haven't been put down. If they have put me down, they have not said it. My best friends, you know, a lot of them, Chinese, Korean, all kind of stuff. But, you know, but and also, a lot of the cultures I've noticed recently are not wanting to share so much because a lot of them, according to what I'm told, are under threat that should someone, ICE or somebody who we don't know who it is, hear them talking another language or something, they could think that they're over here legally and be deported. So a lot of people like speaking English. Don't speak to me in Spanish. Osiris, no habla conmigo en español para hoy. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh no, but I want to speak Spanish. Por favor. Hablando conmigo, por favor. You know, so anyway, but I wanted to mention those are some of the wonderful things that Hispanics have made in tradition and making their way and marking it. And thank you for the tortillas. Because I wouldn't have known about tortillas had it been for you. And I don't happen. Bread kind of does something to my system. And tortillas are really very much healthier, much thinner. And when I eat them, I don't feel as heavy inside. Not the ones I get, but they were super thin. So thank you for those. And thank you for the enchiladas, the jalapenos, and thank you for the cucaracha. You know, all of the things that I've learned from being in their culture, and thank you for teaching me, enseñar me, and helping me understand how to speak more effectively and how to say the words right, you know. I have some Persian friends, and I know them because of some of my brothers married Persian women, and I've been around them, and I know they call each other Honey Jean, you know, Honey Jean. You know, but one of my Persian friends, she said, it's Iran, Hanijan. It's Iran, Hanijan. Iran, not Iran, not Iraq. Iran, Iraq. And I can't think that we become so arrogant that not only have we bastardized our own language, we don't even want other people to say their language correctly. We want it to be American, and it's incorrect. We don't know everything anymore. The world that once we called private, that we thought we can handle, everybody has access to that. All the women that are wealthy, all the clothes you wear, they have knockoffs of the same clothes you walking around in, knockoffs of all those clothes. So everybody gets to put on wealthy clothes. Everybody gets to do whatever they want to because it's accessible to everyone now. And there are people who may not be able to afford whatever level it is, but it is acceptable in technology. And the internet and AI and chat have made those things possible. So there's no way anybody is better than anybody else anymore. Tell me why. Why would you be better than another human being? When everybody gets up every morning, wipes their butt, goes to the bathroom, kisses or not kisses, eats food, goes to the bathroom, let's see, has a job. If they don't have a job, they're doing something to hustle to get money. They get sick. Everybody gets sick. Everybody knows somebody gets sick. Everybody gets old. Everyone dies. So what makes somebody else different? Explain it. If you can tell me that, send me a note. Personal. Send it to me. I want to know what would make anyone better than anyone else when we're all subject to all of those things. Same thing. Same thing. I've not met one person that didn't have to die, or one person that didn't get sick, or one person that didn't have to go through something at some point. And they were all various colors, all various whatever, whoever. We're all human, and that's the way I look at it. All the men I meet, they are my brothers. I know a lot of men have a hard time meeting women that are attractive, open, honest, transparent, authentic. Hard time. You know, if they meet a woman that can talk to them about sex, if they meet a woman that can talk to them and open enough to say, I'm a grown woman, why wouldn't I be able to talk to somebody about sex? Or women's bodies or men's body, whatever. What? And I'm grown. I said I was an adult. If I were 15 or 16, I was like, oh, I can't talk about sex. Yeah, because, oh my gosh. You know, someone might see. But yet, and still, we accept porn. We watch porn. I don't, but I know people that do. You know, and we watch people having sex, but we cannot talk about it. But we watch it all the time. It doesn't make sense to me. It's like we're crazy or something. We're like, what are we doing? Where's our brain? Another muscle that gets not exercised. Another brain, the heart, doesn't get exercised. So, you know, we all have something to offer. And I'm so happy that I know some people that are Hispanic, that I know some people that are from Russia, that I know some people that are from China, that I know some people from Japan, that I know some people from the Philippines, that I know some. They've given me much more flavor. And they have learned from me. They're like, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that about you guys. Yeah. No, we all don't have big booties. No, we all don't eat pork. No, we all aren't overweight. No. We are not all like that. No, we all don't have big lips. Some people, depending on what's in their bloodline, they have small mouths. Okay? And they may be darker than me. No, we all don't have this kind of hair. My hair, I have to wet my hair. You can't see it because it's white on the screen, but if you can see it, it's super, super curly. And I have to put water on it because my hair loves water. It cannot stand to be dry. If it's dry, it looks like straw that you walk on in a barn. That's how it looks, because whatever's in the DNA, Crayola, whatever you call it. A lot of people are fair skinned and they are, you know, black. And they have a hard time with people looking at them, again, shallow. Oh, I'm so shallow. I'm just going to judge you by the way you look. I ain't even asked you what your name, where you're from, what's your background. I don't know your story. I'm just judging you. But you tell me you're religious and you're spiritual. No, you're not. Spiritual people that really understand spirituality and how life works, there is no judgment, because you know that everybody's the same. And I don't mean everybody's the same in their different daily lives, what their interests are, what their likes and dislikes. Not the same in those ways, but same as being we're all human. We all are going to experience those things. They're different, but everybody has financial. Everybody has health. Everybody has a family. If they don't, they will have one and know somebody that has a family. Those are general human tendencies. Have nothing to do with people's race, color, culture, creed. Nothing. Other than the way they're played out in each culture. That's what I've learned. And if you're smart, you'll learn that too. And you'll live a lot longer and be a lot happier and worry about what everybody's doing. And this one's taking over this and all that. Everybody's doing everybody's thing. I've walked down the street. I love my Asian friends, and from time to time they give me gifts. They'll go to Korea or China somewhere and bring me something back. Mama, I saw this over there. I thought you'd like to have it. You know, I'm like, okay, great. You know, and so I'll wear it, and I swear I can walk down the street, and if an Asian person is racist, You don't even want to know the look I get. How dare you wear something else? When go on TikTok, they got our stuff all the time, dancing like us, got their hair, trying to do their hair like ours and everything. So I figure it is an exchange. I don't think I'd be trying to look like somebody I didn't like. I mean, I don't think so, you know. And I think, you know, if everybody was so, if being whatever color was such a big deal, then why aren't you happy? If you're so cool being who you are and everything is so hunky-dory. Well, I don't see you being happy. I see your kids killing themselves. I see people don't know where to whip their heads or up or down. I see people totally confused because, oh my gosh, I didn't do that. My ancestors did. Well, guess what? Your ancestors' blood is in your DNA. And your job is to make sure it never happens again and don't promote it and don't perpetuate it. That's our job. That's our job. Don't promote ignorance. Don't perpetuate ignorance, and it won't be there. And that does not mean not talking about things that have happened and people need to find out why and make sure they don't happen ever again. So in terms of the Hispanic Heritage Month, there are people who would be the Mayan and the Aztec. That's, I think, and Inca. It was like, I believe those cultures, and if I'm not correct, you can correct me. When Africa is probably the largest resource on the planet. It has everything. So when you bring people from those kind of areas and flood them into areas like Mexico and all the areas that people are dark skinned or Africans went, they're going to mix. Men and women, whatever. They're going to mix. If you put them in the same room, because we're human. And so there was a great deal of African influx into those areas, you know, the Mayans and the Aztecs. And fundamentally, you know, a lot of things came out differently, like folklore, food, entertainment, all of those things. A lot of those things are taken from the roots of Africa, Egypt. I think Asia used to be over in certain parts of those countries, and people have migrated. And then the earth has shifted. A lot of things have shifted because of the earth's rotation, because of migration, all of those kind of things. And it is a wonderful feeling when you can wake up in the morning and not, and be able to feel free enough to have a conversation with anyone from any part of the world because you care and you're human and you don't have any problems with who, what color they are, you know, their skin, their teeth, you know, their hair, nothing else that might be something that's stupid or an unnecessary life taker. Because you're cutting your life short of having all that stuff in your head, and then we wake up one day, oh my gosh, I've got cancer. Well, did you think about all the days you hated Black people or you hated women sitting around mad at your mama is 60,000 years later, wonder why you're sick and you can't work and your life might be going crazy? You might want to think about that. It's cause and effect is strict. Let's give another announcement real quick for Coldwell Banker, Kevin Pike, our sponsor. Hey, Kevin. 15 minutes of show. We are now the Osiris Renew Show, but he sponsors our Osiris Renew Show. He's a senior real estate and probate specialist, Kevin Pike. Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508 again. 818-571-1508. Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, wonderful, wonderful human being. I mean, he really is, you guys, really wonderful. So like I said, there's a lot of languages and traditions of various countries in Latin America that we celebrate all the time and we don't think about, oh, wow, that's the contribution that Latin America made. Thank you, Latin America. Mwah. Thank you for those wonderful contributions, because I would never know of Dia de los Muertos. Dia de los Muertos. I think it's really popular. It's the Day of the Dead. And it's celebrated all over the world. It's one of the big, big celebrations of the Hispanic community and in their heritage. Also, I believe Las Posadas. Is something they do around Christmas. I think it's this Christmas celebration, like we celebrate Christmas and some of them too, but I'm just saying in their culture. It's also called Las Posadas. And then there is, I believe it's pronounced Quinceañera. Quinceañera is when a young woman, a girl, goes from being a girl to a young woman. And she holds court. And I believe that her friends show up, like all of her special friends. She formally dresses in like a ball gown, kind of like a wedding dress. It's a big deal. And it's so cute. I've had the pleasure of attending one. It's very, very precious. And very innocent. I love that. It's that a girl can be innocent and still expect that nice awakening from a man of her choice or whoever loved their choice. That innocence, though, is what I'm focused on. But they do that, and then everybody shows up. I think sometimes they even have like 15 to 16 different people show up for each year that, you know, of her young years. And then the family, the dad usually takes her hand and dances with her. That's very special because he's giving his girl away. Remember Selena, the movie when her dad didn't want her to be with her husband, Chris. And he was like, I'll break the band up and you will not go. You know, I'm going to tell you what to do. I don't care what age you are. You can't listen to me. And he was just so upset that Selena was able to be mature enough and a good, you know, a smart girl. She made her own decisions. And he just couldn't let go. That's much like what happens, that the father kind of has to let go of the daughter. Because then the daughter becomes, you know, she's a woman now, a young woman. And so she is going to grow up emotionally, you know, genes or DNA is going to shift and change. Everything might get boobs, all kinds of stuff might happen. You know, she's going to become attractive to that male counterpart or whatever that counterpart may be. And so it's a beautiful ceremony. If you guys have never been to one, go to it. It's called Quinceañera. And it's a celebration like that. And also, if you have a chance, really go to a Dia de los Muertos celebration. Don't forget to, it's the end of our show today. I thank you for listening to me and what I have to say. I believe was valuable. Hope you can take it and get some diamonds out of it and share it with other people. Thanks for coming to the show. Don't forget that I love you. I love you for who you are, that you stand brave and tall in front of a mirror, in front of your own self every day, and say, I'm going to do this, and I love myself for who I am, not who others might wish for me to be. And I look you for the brave person you are to go out here and make a way for yourselves. I love you. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. I change everything to the Osiris Munir Show, so it'd be easier for people to find, because they said they thought it was 15 minutes, and it was, till I got on LA Talk Radio, and they gave me 50. So I'm very excited to have that extra time. But don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel, YouTube and LA Talk Radio as well. Do not forget to smile. It like works wonders. And special thanks out to Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio. Thank you for letting me be me so I can let others be who they are. And that's it. Next week, we'll have a panel of six people. I'm going to do a whole panel on Texpressionism. I'm going to have the guy from LACTA here in LA. It's going to be really a lot of fun. It'd be challenging for me because I get to talk to six people at the same time. So it should be fun. And that's it. Don't forget, IG, Osiris_Munir, the painter, Osiris_Munir_the painter on IG. And I'll talk to you later. Love you much. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.